that, Peruvian hard rock, heavy psych outfit. Before that, over to Belgium, heard from Orange, Wait Until the Sunrise, originally released in 1969 on a 7-inch single, newly reissued by the Ancient Greece Records label. That was the B-side of that one. The A-side came out on a split that Ancient Greece did back in 2022, but the B-side finally getting a reissue by that same label. Thanks for that, Ancient Greece. Prior to that, we heard from a trio of those Garrison 30th Anniversary 7-inches. We heard from The Voice out of London, England. That was Train to Disaster, the classic heavy garage, heavy psych track from 1966. Very highly sought after 7-inch, and you can hear why. Fantastic stuff from the Garrison label. Prior to that, out of Kansas, it was In Black and White with Nowhere This Time, originally recorded in 1967, unreleased at the time, newly reissued by the Garrison label, as I said, and starting off that second set of music, another UK band, that was Mandrake Paddle Steamer, with a track called Pandemonium Shadow Show from 1968. I'm guessing that the Nielsen record came before this song, but I could be wrong about that. Once again, newly issued by the Garrison label on a 7-inch as part of their 30th anniversary campaign. And that's just about it for this week's show. Glad to be back with you. Thanks so much for joining me. It's always and truly appreciated. I have one more for you before we call it a night. Before we get to that, your weekly reminder that the Super Tuesday lineup rolls on at 7 p.m. Kick out the jams with Joey D's coming up next. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's Strong Style Chris Crash. He takes you all the way to the 9 o'clock hour. And then closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11, it's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. Of course, to close out tonight's show, we're going to hear one more track from these Garrison 7-inches. This one's from a band at Birmingham, UK called Fairfield Ski. As far as I can tell, this is previously unreleased, recorded in sometime in the early 70s. This is No Good Child. Once again, this has been Hard Stuff. I've been Frank and Queens. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday, for another installment of the Hard Stuff program. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. And we'll see you soon.
Yeah. some noise. I want to hear some revolution out there, brothers. I want to hear a little revolution. And right now it's time to take out the jams. Take out the jams. Take out the jams. Take out the jams.
Kick out the jams.
Kick out the jams, brother.
Listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
crazy for me. I got a woman, won't let me be sad. Baby, baby, Clarabella. Baby, baby, Clarabella. Baby, baby, whoa, whoa, yeah. She's got no time for dungarees. Really knows her.
Thank you. new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I am Joey D, your host for this hour of rock and roll. Thanks so much for tuning in. I want to first give a big thanks to everyone who came out this past Sunday to the Rock and Soul Meetup in Maplewood, New Jersey. It was such a blast. The weather held up. Big shout out to Aaron, who owns the Wheelhouse Cheese Shop there in Maplewood, who helped organize the event and let us DJ inside that store. He was celebrating his 1 year anniversary of his very cool store there, the Wheelhouse, and was so gracious to us. Highly recommend you guys check out his place. Also, shout out to the Corner Slice Pizzeria for opening their doors to us as well. It was such a big turnout, and those two stores donated portion of their proceeds to WFMU, which was very nice of them. It's great to see my fellow rock and soul DJs there: Todd Aphonic Todd, Stu Rutherford, Mike Sin, Matt Clark, Joe Bielock, RKO, Terry T, Chris Crash, and Frank and Queens, who you just heard on Hard Stuff. Hopefully we will be back there in the near future. It was also great to meet listeners like Jay Regan Kay and Courtney Noir, both of whom have hosted the drop-in program here on the stream. Check out all of our Instagrams for pics and videos from the event. And yeah, hopefully we will make our return to Maplewood in the near future. But let's dive into what you heard in that first set of rock and roll. I kick things off with Black Sabbath and the track Rock and Roll Doctor from 1976's Technical Ecstasy. Why did I play Black Sabbath? Well, it's Bill Ward's birthday, one of the best drummers in rock and roll history. Happy birthday, Bill. We then heard Beastie Boys' Gratitude from Check Your Head. Why did I play Beastie Boys? Well, yesterday was May 4th, in addition to May the 4th be with you. It's a day where we remember Adam MCA Yawk, who passed away on May 4th. Oh, we see a bunch of tributes to him on May 4th. And also, Check Your Head just turned 34 years young. One of my favorite all-time albums that I still play all the time, featuring that iconic cover shot of the band taken by the legendary Glenn E. Friedman. After Beastie Boys, we heard brand new single from Taxi Girls. The track is Say It. And they have a new record dropping June 26th entitled Static that is out on the Montreal record label Stomp. Taxi Girls hail from Montreal. And they feature our very own Jamie Jazz, who hosts Dance to the Radio right here on the Rock and Soul stream. You can hear it every Monday from 2 to 3 p.m. Excellent song. Loving the Distillers, Courtney Love vibes on the vocals there. After Taxi Girls, we heard the Masonics and their cover of the song Clarabella, taken from their excellent brand new covers album, You Can Tell Us the Masonics, out on Fine Folks from Spin Out Nuggets Records. It's an album entirely of 50s and 60s covers. That song, Clarabella, was composed by Frank Pignatore and recorded by the Jodemars, a group made up of former members of Bill Haley and his Comets, in 1956. And it was covered by the Beatles for the radio program Pop Goes the Beatles in July of 1963. After Masonics, we heard Bamber Dost and the track Tell Me You're Safe, taken from the record These Boots Were Made for Walking, plus Fateful Eight from 2024. Bamber Dost will be playing on June 6th down the Jersey Shore at House of Trash with the Graveyard School down in Brick Township. And then on June 12th, they will be at Prototype 237 in Paterson, New Jersey with Tall Days and our very own Terry T, RKO, and DJ Jen Jones on the turntables. After Bamber Dost, we heard the Sleevings and their track Cowboy Queen, taken from their new LP, National Anthem, out on Ghana Records, possibly the rock and roll album of the year. I would say at this point, May 5th, it's right up there, if not number one. It's in the top five, and I'll be playing more songs from that album throughout the year for sure. We finished up that rock and roll set with The Headcoats / The Headcoatees and the track Jim Bowie, a new 7-inch out on Damaged Goods Records. The Headcoats, of course, feature Billy Childish, who seems to release a new record every week, and The Headcoatees on backing vocals. They've been also very, very busy as of late, of course, releasing their first new record in over 25 years this past November, Mantrap record, a bunch of EPs. They've been featured on other 7-inches and other singles recently on Damaged Goods releases. Their album also features a version of Jim Bowie. And a few news items to talk about before I dive into set number two. This Saturday, May 9th, our very own DJ Terry T will be spinning over at Milo's Yard in Ridgewood, Queens, from 4 to 10 p.m. along with DJ Jen Jones and RKO. So if you're in the Ridgewood, Queens area this Saturday, definitely head out to Milo's Yard. And also this Saturday, from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Rock and Soul stream, Drop-In presents Something for the Indie Kids, hosted by Bree the Beatnik. You all know Bree from the message boards. She's got excellent taste, and she'll be presenting an hour of her favorite indie bops throughout the years, from classics to newbies. There's something for everyone. Definitely want to tune into that this Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Drop-In program. Kicking off set number two in tonight's show, a fantastic new single from the band The Gnomes. This is entitled Magic Man.
Spaghetti man, Mannequin man, mannequin man from London Town. Why don't you move? Why don't you blink? Why don't you fucking say something?
Thank you. creation of man. I work my way backwards using cynicism. The time monitor, the space measurer.
You're working for no one but me.
date, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D. Let's discuss what you heard in that second set of rock and roll. I'll start way back at the very top of that set. We heard a brand new single from the band The Gnomes, hailing from Frankston, Australia. And that song was entitled Magic Man, taken from their upcoming new album, More EP, a self-release that will be dropping next week, May 13th. After The Gnomes, we heard from Panic Shack and their excellent single Mannequin Man from their debut album Baby Shack from 2022. Panic Shack will be playing here in the tri-state area in New York City in the Lower East Side at Mercury Lounge on June 13th. I will be there. Let me know in the chat if anyone else will be attending that. After Panic Shack, we heard from The Cannibals, covering The Cramps' Garbage Man. We then heard from The Black Lips doing Bicentennial Man from 2011's Arabia Mountain. Black Lips just played Little Steven's Underground Garage Cruise down in Miami. We then heard Amy Winehouse's cover of The Specials, covering Toots and the Maytals' Monkey Man. You can find that on the deluxe version of Back to Black. Ranted gave us Junkie Man from Out Come the Wolves, 1995. The Minutemen gave us The Glory of Man from Double Nickels on the Dime. And we finished up that man set with the Beatles doing Tax Man from Revolver. And that goes out to Mom Wig, who, unfortunately, we lost last year. Mommy was such a strong presence here at WFMU and on the Rock and Soul stream. And anytime I think of the Beatles, think of her. I know she was such a huge Beatles fanatic. Rest in peace, Mom Wig. But I got one more song to spin for you guys before I pass the reins over to Chris Crash for his always killer show, Strong Style, coming up in a matter of moments, followed by What's Happening, hosted by the 1-2 punch of Matt Clark and Mike Sin from 9 to 11 p.m., which rounds out your Super Tuesday here on the Rock and Soul stream. Thanks so much, guys, for hanging with me once again for another hour of rock and roll. Thanks to everyone who chimed in the chat. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and I'll be back here next Tuesday night. Until then, adios.
Will you please welcome Iggy Pop and his band?
Everybody always trying to tell me. FMU.
The right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
Oh, my God.